So let me tell you about my Saturday, our Saturday. Started out as nearly every Saturday at Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Did our shopping, saw Carla. She was in the bread slash chip aisle, stocking shelves. She had one of those carts with the two levels of shelves on there, the higher, lower. And she was stocking bread. She had the price gun, the pumping out price tags. And she was not happy about that. When she's a cashier, that's when she's living her best life. She thrives being a cashier. But today, she was stocking bread, and it was an understated hello, good morning, how are you? But we hope she sees better times. I've stocked shelves for retail for Walmart. It's terrible. People bug you. Where's the marinara? It's in the pasta aisle. And then I took my car to get a maintenance, regular scheduled maintenance, tune-up, safety check, whatever. Specifically, I'm getting four spark plugs, air filter, and a cabin air filter, and an oil change. So I emailed a few mechanics in West Sacramento, reputable, check their ratings on Yelp and Google, local reviews or whatever. Got a couple quotes over $400. Got one guy who's mobile, who will come to your place and do whatever your car needs, in your driveway or in front of your house in a parking space, whatever. He quoted me $375, and then this gentleman named Quackween works for, or he owns Grease Guys. He's the only employee. Grease Guys, West Sacramento. He said 350, quoted me 350 for the things I needed. And we're going back and forth on email, and I said, "Is there a cash discount?" And he said, "There's a 4% surcharge for credit cards." And I said, "That sounds like a cash discount to me." So dropped my car off at 9 a.m. on the dot, bright and early. I was the second person in line. He's got a little warehouse garage space over on the west side of West Sac. Carolyn and I, after seeing the soul in Carla, we jump over there to Grease Guys, drop my car off 9 a.m. And about 2 o'clock, he calls and he says, "Your car is done." I was like, "Cool." And then, oh, yesterday I got $500 in cold hard cash, because with the 350 quote, I figured there'd give me some incidentals or whatever. So I had 500 in chips, paper, cashola. Cash rules everything around me. So Carolyn drives me over to pay, and Quack wasn't ready for me to bust out them stacks, okay? The bands, the racks, as the rappers say. So it's like 350, and I open my wallet, and there's mad 20s in my wallet, right? So I started going 20, 40, 60, 81, 20, 40, 60, 82. And he's like, "Oh, you're paying cash? I'll only charge you 330." And I was like, "All right, my man, Quackween." And I was dropping in, I was dropping the paper. I was making it rain up in the club. I make it rain. I make it rain on them hoes. I make it rain. But yeah, cash is king, bro. The lady after me paid with a card. I was like, "Oh, you simp, you simpleton lady. You could be getting a mad discount." So 350. I'm sorry, 330. I paid him. He's like, "Okay, let me get your keys." Starts looking around. Can't find the keys. Checking his pockets, drawers, desks, shelves, under tables, the garbage can. He can't find my keys. So I start looking. And then the lady who was also there, another customer, she starts looking. We start going through like those tool drawer storage things where they have 18 little drawers that you pull out. We started going through that. I started looking everywhere, on the ground, under cars. We were befuddled, and he kept saying, "This is weird. This is weird. This is weird. I just drove it. I just drove it." He starts calling his previous customers of the day, and he says, "Hey, did I accidentally give you a Kia fob?" And then another possibility was his son was there just for a second when I first got there. Cute little kid, whatever. He looked to be 4 or 5. And then he took off. I'm not sure if mom took him or uncle, whatever. But he took off rather quickly. And then so Kwok Ween was like, "Maybe my son took your keys. Maybe he threw them somewhere." And I'm like, "Well, that's great, Kwok. What? No, what are you talking about?" So we're pulling our hair out. So we're searching. I mean, I'm in parts of his garage where there's like the lift and all that, all these high-tech machinery that I shouldn't be in as a customer. I shouldn't be near. I shouldn't be poking around. But we were looking for my freaking keys. It was a frantic, madcap search. 20, 25 minutes. I call my wife. I call Carolyn. I'm like, "Babe, my fob is in the drawer in the cabinet under the TV. Can you bring it out to Kwok Wins?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, and it's probably dead, so go to the battery drawer and get those flat circular batteries for the fob." And she's like, "Okay, got it." And so she starts heading out there, and Kwok Win, he's the only employee there. He needs a receptionist. He needs someone to handle the office stuff. Because people are coming in all the time. People are calling. So people are calling, and he's missing the call. And I'm like, "Kwok, that could be my keys, man. What are you doing?" It was after about 25 minutes, he found them. So he has this giant fan. It's like the size of an oven, and it's a box too, because it's a garage and there's no air conditioning, but he has a giant fan that keeps you really cool. It's really powerful, and on top of this giant fan of this big box are these little dimples, just indentations, these little cubbies or whatever. And my keys were in there for whatever reason, and he explained it to me. He's like, "Oh, I put them there." It's like, "Oh, whatever, dude, whatever." But it's just, I was like, "Am I gonna be stuck here forever? I gotta." Oh, it was bad. I was scared. I was freaking out. And he closes at 4, and the gal behind me needed help. Or the gal who was also searching for my keys, she needed checking out. So I was worried about her. But then he was like tending to the next customer. Also, "Oh, Kwok, you need to hire your cousin or your son, the key thrower. Hire him for $13 an hour. Make my life and your life a little more easy." And then I went to across the street to Harbor Nails to get a pedicure. And I walk in. Carolyn wanted to read, and after the whole key fiasco, I just wanted to have some me time and get a pedicure. So I walk into Harbor Nails, never been there before, and I sit down, and the lady points to the menu, and she points to the most expensive combination, the most expensive pedicure, the $70 one. She's like, "I recommend this one." And I said, "That's great, lady." And I point to the $45 one, and I said, "I'll take this one." So pedicures, they get lotion or something, and then they rub your legs. They rub it on your legs. The sixth time they rub it on your legs, okay. But the 60th time they rub it on your legs, how about we just save each other some time, lady? Okay. I don't need all this lotion to be rubbed repeatedly. So another gal there, an employee. She's walking by. She looks at me. She's like, "Are you Vietnamese?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm half." And she said, "Oh, do you speak it?" And I said, "No, no, no." And I said, "The only word I know is com chien, which is fried rice." And they said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, com chien, com chien. Pho, pho. Oh, yeah, I know pho, pho is a soup." So we start chatting. And a girl, an employee still, a different employee, she said, "So, do you have boyfriend?" And I said, "No, no, no." And then I said, "No, I'm married." And then it took me a few seconds to think, wait, she could think I'm married to a dude. I said, "I'm married to a woman, to a woman, to a real life woman. I'm a red-blooded, heterosexual American man. I lift. Okay, we almost had the boom boom this morning, but my wife was tired. But I like girls, I swear." It was odd. It was an odd convo. So when they whip out the cheese grater on your dead skin from your feet and calluses. Now Carolyn has done the ped egg on me, and she and all it collects in the little egg thing. It's like an Easter egg full of your dead skin. It's wonderful. But this gal whipped out the cheese grater, and she was just mowing down my heel and my calluses, and I just see like white, like a snowstorm just dropping all over the tile, cascading down my dead skin cells. And then I've never had this done in front of me while I was still there, but then she sweeps up all my dead skin into with a little broom and dustpan, and I watch and I see all my dead skin collected into this little dustpan, and I was like, "Ew, that's gross." But the rubs, the scrubs, the lotions, the tonics, it's enough already. Okay. I don't need 8 different things going on, but whatever. She did cause me pain. When they dig under your nails, what's that all about? Like, go easy on me. But I was like, "Ow, ow, ow," when she was digging under my big toe nail. But I didn't bleed. And pretty much every time I get a pedicure, the lady makes me bleed. But today was painful enough that I vocalized it. I said, "Ouch, ouch, 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 ouch." But no blood was drawn. So nail polish, I was thinking about it. I'm a metro bro, okay? I'm not against nail polish, but I didn't because I was already dropping $45. Just not in the mood. But someday, maybe Carolyn and I can paint my toenails. I'm not against that. I'm not above that. I'm not better than that. I want to express myself in that way. But nail polish that's made in Poland, is that Polish polish? Is that what that would be called? But overall, it was fine. I mean, sure, I was the 8th person today she's used that nail file on. But I'll overlook it. We've gotten too clean, too hygienic, in my opinion. We need a little bacteria, little germs. Keep us on our toes. Keep us healthy. Okay. Carolyn's done with her shower. And then, so I was super thirsty, right? Super parched. I paid her 50. Tipped her 5. It was almost an hour. I should tip 10, but I was super thirsty after, and it's mid-90s today. It was 94. Super parched, super thirsty. So I go across the street to Dollar Tree. And they have a bunch of, in their cooler, they have a bunch of Celsius energy drink, which is decent. It's not premium like Bang or Rain or whatever, but it's a decent quality energy drink. So I grab 3 of them, like, all right, $1.25, let's do this. And and I grabbed three of them, and then I grabbed another energy drink, and then I grabbed a baby bottle cleaner that my wife needed for our olive oil bottle. Anyways, I had five things. Checks me out. Like, slide my car in. She's like, yeah, it's 11, blah, blah, blah. 11 bucks for five things? And I was like, how is this $11? She goes, oh, the Celsius are $2.50 each. And I was like, well, a little signage would have helped. Go across the street. Carla's got the price tag gun. Okay. Now, Dollar Tree is no longer a dollar. And they have premium, especially in their freezer section. They have $3, $4, $5 sections, but it's clearly labeled $3, $4, $5. So that bag of fries is $4, and you know going in. But there was nothing saying that these Celsii were $2.50 each. I was just like, oh, lady. So I spent 11 bucks on five items at the Dollar Tree. It's just, why did she do that to me? And then the lady behind me was like, everything I have is $1.25, right? Everything I, she was like, yeah, yeah. Oh, just a little heads up. A little heads up would have been nice. But that's it. That was my day slash our day. Karen and I, we also went to Walmart for our grocery pickup. And she read a little with Luna. Lennox went to a birthday party in Citrus Heights at the roller rink skating thing out there. Now he's hopefully spending the night at his friend's house. And then that's that. Alrighty. Take care. Brush your hair.